DACA illegals sue to ensure they can use welfare and still get green cards. By John Binder on September 16, 2019. Two illegal aliens shielded from deportation by President Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. DACA program are suing the Trump administration to ensure they can collect federal welfare and still obtain green cards to permanently stay in the United States. The Open Borders Group CASA de Maryland and two DACA illegal aliens are suing the Trump administration over its soon T0B enforcement of the public charge rule, which would save American taxpayers billions by effectively ending welfare-dependent legal immigration to the U.S. The regulation prevents legal immigrants from permanently resettling in the U.S. by obtaining green cards so long as they are found to have used or likely to use welfare programs like food stamps and subsidized health care. The DACA legal aliens, represented by Georgetown Law's Institute for Constitutional Advocacy and Protection, ICAP, want a preliminary injunction to stop the implementation of the public charge rule while the case goes through the courts, calling an end to welfare-dependent immigration discriminatory and suggesting the rule is racist against non-white immigrants. The new rule would allow immigration officials to deny lawful permanent resident status to many immigrants in an arbitrary and discriminatory way, Amy Marshick, senior counsel at ICAP, said in a statement. This is by design. President Trump and his advisors have expressed animus toward non-white immigrants, and studies already have shown that the new rule will disproportionately affect immigrants of color. The lawsuit seeks to ensure that DACA illegal aliens, who have lobbied for DACA amnesty for years, would be able to obtain green cards if such an amnesty is granted despite them having used welfare that U.S. taxpayers have been forced to pay for. The new rule would expand the concept of a public charge beyond recognition, making someone who receives little more than $1,500 in food stamps or a few benefits at the same time for less than a year into a public charge, ICAP counsel Jonathan Backer said. That is not what anyone has ever understood the term to mean. Despite outrage from the Open Borders lobby, Democrats, and establishment media, Trump seeking to end welfare-dependent immigration is hugely popular with Hispanic Americans and U.S. voters overall. A study by the Center for Immigration Studies notes that about 63% of non-citizen households in the U.S. use at least one form of taxpayer-funded welfare, while only about 35% of native-born American households are on welfare. This means that non-citizen households use nearly twice as much welfare as native-born American households. The Congressional Budget Office has estimated that granting amnesty to roughly 3.5 million enrolled and eligible DACA illegal aliens would cost American citizens at least $26 billion, as about 1 in 5 DACA illegal aliens would end up on food stamps, and at least 1 in 7 would go on Medicaid. The case is Aguiluz v. Trump, number 8:19-CB-02715-CBD in the U.S. District Court for the District of Maryland. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.